الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
If a person is related to another person, he's connected to him. Take, for example, the brother of a person, son of a person, relatives of a person, and servant of a person. If the other person related to him commits something bad, the person would be ashamed of the people. You are all related to the Messenger of Allah. By your coming to these theological schools, you have connected yourself to the jurisprudence of Islam. You have connected yourself to the Messenger of Allah and Quran. It is possible for the Messenger of Allah to be offended by bad deed. God willing, compensate during the month of Ramadan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, he talks about the importance of the night of Qadr, and he says that during the night of power, which is the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the Muslims who keep vigil and say nocturnal prayers of supplication all night save themselves from the bondage of things other than God. The things which are other than God are the shaitan and evil. And therefore, they come to the servitude of God. In this part of speech, he is talking about those people who wake the whole night and who are vigil the whole night of the Qadr. And they spend their time in supplicating and they spend their time in praying. They want to have the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night. They seek forgiveness in this night. And they want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be their destination. Therefore, in this night, those who are struggling for this, they are the true servants. They want to become the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its true sense. And therefore, they have come to the servitude of God. But unfortunately, those who do not pay attention to these things, they are not coming as the servants of God. They are losing an important chance which was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. And that is the night of Qadr.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Qahan Nabi.
Because in the narrations we have that the people who see the month of Ramadan, they observe the month of Ramadan, they fast and they pray in the month of Ramadan, their sins are forgiven in the night of Qadr. And if there are some who are left who couldn't have their sins forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of Qadr, then it is the time of Hajj when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. But many people, they get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the nights of Qadr. And this is the importance of the Qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you cannot imagine what is Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. You never know what is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. This night of power, this night of Qadr is better than thousands of months. So inshallah, we pray to God that He gives us the tawfiq to observe this night in its true way, insha'Allah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.